Hi, this week the question is immersion the only acceptable form of baptism? In the New Testament, baptism is given a very special and important place in God's plans for man. The Bible, of course, teaches that Jesus shed his blood for the remission of man's sins. For example, when Jesus was instituting the communion with his disciples, he said concerning the fruit of the vine, Matthew 26:28, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." So then, Jesus shed his blood for the remission of sins. There's no hope of being saved without his blood. But question, when does Jesus' blood take away the sins of man? Does a man have to do anything in order to receive the benefits of this saving blood? The answer is yes. The scriptures teach that there is something a man has to do to receive forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus. The scriptures teach over and over again that a sinner must be baptized in water in order to receive the remission of sins that comes with Jesus' blood. In Acts 2, verse 38, the Bible says, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Now, since the blood of Jesus and the remission of sins comes when one is baptized in water, it becomes very critical that we get baptized just exactly like the Lord commanded. If we refuse to obey his command like he gave it, we will not receive remission of sins which he promised. A very important passage which teaches this principle is found in Matthew 21, verses 24 through 25. Jesus answered and said to them, "I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things." The baptism of John, where was it from? From heaven or from men? And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, why then did you not believe him?" Now, to Jesus it was very critical as to where John's baptism originated. If John's baptism originated with men, then John was not a prophet. His baptism would be unnecessary, and it would in fact be false doctrine that would endanger the souls of men. On the other hand, if John's baptism was from heaven, then men were required to be baptized by that baptism if they hoped to be saved. In the same way, if the baptism of Jesus originated with men, it would be unnecessary. If, in fact, Jesus' baptism originated with men, it would mean Jesus was a false prophet, and to be baptized with it would endanger the souls of men. But if the baptism of Jesus originated from heaven, men are required to be baptized by that baptism if they hope to be saved. My friend, we of the Lord's church firmly believe that the baptism Jesus commanded originated in heaven. All men that would be saved must be baptized. But question, was the baptism from heaven a sprinkling of water on the head, or was it an immersion of the entire person? To this question, we turn our attention and seek for a Bible answer. If we were to look up the word baptism in the modern dictionary, we would find that this word means, in the modern language, to sprinkle, pour, or to immerse. That's how men use the word baptism today. But we're not so much concerned with how men use that word today as we are with how Jesus used that word back in the Bible times. The question that we're interested in is, back in the days of Jesus, what did the word baptism mean then? Well, to this question, all the authorities of language agree. Baptism in the days of Jesus meant to immerse, to dip, or to overwhelm. Baptism in the Bible never means to sprinkle or to pour. Always, without exception, Bible baptism was an immersion in water for the remission of sins. First, John chapter 3, verse 23 says, "John also was baptizing in Anon near Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized." Now, if baptism were merely a sprinkling of some water on someone's head, John would not have needed much water. But because baptism in the Bible is an immersion of the entire body, much water is required. Therefore, the scriptures specifically state that John was baptizing near Salem because there was much water there. John was immersing people, and he needed a lot of water. Secondly, Acts chapter 8, verse 36 through 38. "As they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?' And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. He answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now, do you see that scriptural baptism is an immersion? It requires both the sinner and the preacher going down into the water. If baptism were merely sprinkling, there would be no need for this. Once again, the scriptures bear out that baptism is a total immersion in water for the remission of sins. Third, in Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4, the Bible says, do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Notice, baptism is described as a burial. Only immersion of the entire body could fit this description. To illustrate, suppose that a pet dog had died and we're going to bury it. Could we sprinkle a handful of dirt on top of the body and truthfully say that we had buried the dog? Certainly not. And neither can we take a handful of water and sprinkle it in somebody's face and say that they've been buried into Christ. No, baptism is a total immersion of the sinner in water for the remission of sins. My friend, there's only one baptism that can give you the benefits of Jesus' blood. In Ephesians 4 verse 5, the Bible says there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. If you have never received the one baptism described in the Bible, you are not saved from your past sins according to the scriptures. You must believe that Jesus is the Son of God, repent of your sins, confess Christ verbally with your mouth, and be immersed in water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for the remission of sins. If you would obey these simple steps and remain faithful to the Lord, he would be your Savior, not because you deserve to be saved, not because you have worked and lived so perfectly that you deserve to go to heaven now, but because he will graciously forgive you. There is no forgiveness, my dear friend, apart from baptism. In John 3, verse 5, Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.